May the holy names of Jesus and Mary be blessed now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what does the Holy Scripture teach us today? Well, we can ponder on a substantial teaching here when we read the holy account of Jesus Christ raising the dead man from Naim, we read in the scripture account. We can ponder on the moment of our own death and recognize the need to be well prepared for the most important moment of our lives. No one, however young and healthy, will escape death. Therefore, we should always be prepared to die well. The body will be food for worms, but the soul, without knowing when, will travel into the house of eternity, to which place she must bring treasures of good works in order to live happy forever and ever. Who would therefore be so foolish as to care only for the body during life and neglect the salvation of the soul? Let us imitate our Heavenly Mother Mary in our preparation for death. The entire life of the Blessed Virgin Mary was a constant preparation for death. What great and extensive merits she must have accumulated in a life of 70 years or more that was spent entirely in the practice of the love of God. That love increased in her at every moment and was so perfect at the moment of her death that death itself must be attributed to a violent outburst of love rather than any weakening of nature. Even if you possessed all the world's wealth and ruled all its peoples, what would remain of that after your death? You must leave everything behind, and everything must abandon you. After death, the only possession you have left is the good things you did for the Lord in this lifetime. Learn wisdom from those Christians who constantly keep before their mind's eye the thought of their own death. Do not leave this thought to the end of one's life. Many avoid today thinking of death because they fear it. But the way to learn not to fear it is to think of it and constantly prepare for it. A holy life makes it easier to think of death, and the thought of death contributes to a holy life. So be holy, and remember this beautiful holy maxim: you will die how you lived. Consider that what yesterday gave you joy may in death be a reason for punishment. To have consolation at the moment of your death, you must live a virtuous life. If you had to die today or tomorrow, would you be prepared to face your judge? What penance have you done? What merits have you acquired? The most important moment of our life is the very moment we die. This is why we say each day in the Hail Mary, we ask Our Lady to pray for us now and at the hour of our death. This will determine our destiny for all eternity. Either we will be saved or we will be damned. Either we will be with God for all eternity or we will be lost for all eternity. The best way for all of us to have a holy death is to prepare for a holy and happy death starting right now. Here we have some holy helps which can help you to make the right decisions so that when you die, the Lord Jesus will be your Savior, waiting to open up the eternal gates of heaven to receive you. First, live each day of your life as it were your last. Indeed, it could be. Who knows when they will die? Jesus warns us, He will come like a thief in the night. Be prepared then. Say no to sin and yes to God. Sin leads to sadness, slavery, and death. Let us renounce sin at all costs and turn to God, who gives life. Jesus said the beautiful words in the scriptures, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So do what you are doing. This is the key concept of the saints. It means to live in the sacrament of the present moment and always strive to do your duty and obligation with the best of intentions. Meaning, in short, do everything for the love, the honor, and the glory of God. If you should fall, get up again. If you fall into sin, which will happen because we are all sinners, then get up right away and go to the holy sacrament of confession. How many people nowadays receive Holy Communion? The queues are very large to receive Holy Communion, yet nobody goes to confession. Never put off your conversion for tomorrow. Rather, move on your conversion immediately, before the sun goes down. Aim always for the greatest of all virtues, which is love. Jesus clearly tells us what is the greatest of all commandments. It is a double commandment: to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and strength. But the second part is to love our neighbor intensely as we love ourselves. With reference to a holy death, St. John of the Cross teaches us, in the twilight of our existence, we will be judged on love. Let us aim for a more intense and burning love every day. Like the Virgin Mary, let us die of love. Why not, we ask ourselves, bring others to heaven, especially those in our families and those of our close friends. Venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen gives us a great advice how to get to heaven. He says, if you want to get to heaven, then take somebody to heaven with you. Jesus says, by their fruits they will be known. Our desire should be to love what God loves, and God loves the salvation of immortal souls. Hopefully this will, by our ardent and all-consuming desire, always think of heaven. Of enormous value in attaining a holy and happy death is the constant thought of gaining heaven, but also on the meditation of what actually heaven is. Saint Paul, the great apostle, gives us a mere glimpse with these beautiful and inspiring words in the scripture. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the mind of man the wonderful things that God has prepared for those who love him. Do this then. Think of the happiest 2 hours of your life. Multiply that by 1,000,000 times and then add eternity to it, meaning forever and ever. And this is heaven. You have a mere taste and mere glimpse of the glory of heaven that awaits you. Tell Jesus Christ, our Savior, what you want. From the depths of your heart, talk to Jesus and express to him the greatest desire of your heart, and it is this: that you want to grow to love him more and more each day, to love him with the heart of his Mother Mary, and that you want to love him in heaven for all eternity. Tell Jesus, but remind him every day. Ask your guardian angel also to come to your help. What about purgatory and suffering? Why not, and this is a very valid prayer, why not ask the Lord Jesus to give you your purgatory here while on earth? Let us always aim for heaven and not just aim for purgatory. It is so true, the saying, pay now or pay later. Indeed, much better to pay here on earth than to pay in the fires of purgatory after we die. How can this become a reality? Simple but hard at the same time. In our lifetime, we all have to suffer many trials and tribulations, and in many ways, physically, emotionally, economically, socially, and spiritually. Why not offer your sufferings for the conversion of sinners and the purification of the souls in purgatory? Why not have holy masses, many holy masses offered for the poor souls in purgatory? But also that this suffering on earth would serve to be your purgatory on earth, to allow you to go quickly and directly to heaven. Many of us never thought of this, but God does not want us to go to purgatory. Rather, God wants us to go straight and directly to be with Him in heaven. Let us be honest, brothers and sisters in Christ. Heaven is closed not due to the bad will on the part of God Almighty, but due to our own pride, selfishness, egotism, and resistance of God's grace. Why not beg to correspond to God's graces and accept your sufferings in this life so as to be united with God immediately upon death, which means eternal life? Finally, we conclude always with the Blessed Virgin Mary. Always think of Mary, Queen of Saints and Angels. The saints all agree on the spiritual maxim: Mary is the quickest, most secure, and most efficacious pathway to Jesus and to heaven. Why not turn right now to Mary and beg for the grace to go straight to heaven? Ask Mary in prayer what is the major obstacle in your life that is blocking your free access to Jesus and heaven. Then beg Our Lady for the grace to overcome that obstacle on the highway to heaven. Amen. May the holy names of Jesus and Mary be blessed now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.